He went off the bench around Australia for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, and Macca's, the Aussie Angus Deluxe, is back at Macca's. Picks in Melbourne today. I'm in Auckland. Huge Saturday, but it is the Australia Day weekend. Lots of debate around Australia Day and the timing of it. And Triple J have gone to releasing their hottest 100 for the around the week of, or the last week of, to kind of broaden it a little bit. So we've decided to stay in step with that with our music front.
Of course we have.
Our resident music head here is old mate Picks. He's the one that, alongside Zipper and a few of us, we jump in and childishly manufacture songs from time to time to keep us amused. You've been doing this for years.
I have.
Today, for the first time, you're releasing, which will be dropped on all good podcast platforms, the SEN app, Spotify, you name it, the Picks Hottest 20.
Hot 20. Okay. Do you want
number
to rip
20
it
up? Yep.
A really pesky word. It's a tricky word. Phenomenon.
Or play paper games and floss the Rolls Royce. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a
phenomenon.
Something like a phenomenal.
Something like a phenomenon.
Something like a phenomenon. Phenomenon of.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Phenomenal. It's fantastic. Something like a
phenomenon.
That's number 20.
That's number 20. At number 19.
The artists there, by the way, the artists are the Mel Walden, Kane Corns, Tim Watson, Jared Waitley. Great ensemble musicians.
Paddy Garshagan was in there as well. He had a real mare when he was trying to say that word. At number 19, by the artist formerly known as The Corn, or officially known as The Corn now, is The Corn.
All you got to do is repeat after me. A, B, C,
E, D, F, and E. C, D, F, and E.
Got that all out of whack, the
He's got 20 and 19, the Corn.
Yeah.
Got a good start in old mate Pixar.
He's not in this
20.
One, I don't think, or is he? He's Dwayne Russell.
Forget my name. Aim. They call me
Shane.
They call me
Shane.
They call me
Shane. They called me Shane.
That's not my name.
And for those that don't know, that is actually his real name, Shane Dwayne Russell.
It is, actually, yeah. But he goes by the actual name of Dwayne Pipe. He's in again at 17, the Pipe. He's not just a one-hit wonder, this bloke.
From all of my sadness, the tears that I cry, I have spent all of my life waiting for
tonight, who wins tonight?
When you would be here in my arms, waiting for
tonight. Should we start with tonight? Another great weekend of footy starting tonight.
That's the Pipe at 17.
The word magnet at 17.
He's a magnet. We know he's the magnet. We get it. When he gets on a word, he just goes to the word. He just keeps talking about the word, you know, and the word. At 16, here's the Corn's in here again, you know, at 16 with some of his own sort of stuff.
With or without you, with or without you.
At 16 was Kane. At 17,
15, you mean?
No, at 15, I should say. Oh, his name's Daniel Finicani, or is it Finicone, or what is it? Who knows? Let's have a song.
There was an old man named
Daniel Finicani.
He had whiskers on his chin again. Along came
the wisps
and blew them in again. Poor old
Dale Finicane.
Begin again.
There was an old man named
Dale Finnegan.
He had whiskers on his chin again. Along came
the wisps
and blew them in again. Poor old
Daniel Finnegan.
Begin again.
There was an old man named
Cameo from
he had whiskers on his chin again. Along came
the windy in
it and blew them in again. Poor old
Dale Finnegan.
Begin again.
There was an old man named
Daniel Finnegan.
He had whiskers on his chin again. Along came
windy in it
and blew them in again.
Tim, Gary, Andy Marr and the crew at number 15.
What have I got at number 14 here, boys? That's the one, Dwayne.
They forget my name. They call me
Drew.
They call me
Tiny.
They call me
Wayne.
They call me
Craig.
That's not my
Now, all Jared Healy has ever asked for at number 13 is respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-S-P-C-E-T.
old Cadbury's himself, Gary Lyon at 12.
Thank you very much for the care, we're grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being so helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Say thank you with
Cadbury. I thought both Gary's numbers are very stiff not to be top 10. Cadbury Rose is a favourite of mine, and Daniel Finucane is a very favourite of mine.
Well, he's a bit part player in that. He's still coming, or is he? Sam Edmund. I couldn't even remember this one. Sammy Edmund.
At 11.
I just flew in from the
Wheelie
City. The
Wheelie
City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree.
Did you hear what it was? Wheelie. He did the lethal. Wheelie. Yeah. At number 10 is the actual original.
I just flew in from the
Windy
City.
The Windy
City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got.
Number 10.
Yeah, it went low. I mean, there were a few good ones ahead of it. Jared, a little suburb of Melbourne out the east.
But do it carefully, because there's no warranty. Fussell Road,
Kyle Smith.
7 days a week, entries free and everything's...
Underrated that one.
Kyle Smith.
The bigger part, Reed.
Instead of Kilsyth.
When he said Kyle Smith that day, you and I were like, what ad was that?
Kilsyth. Oh, yeah, you actually kept that up well. Oh, who could ever forget it? Two old dear friends trying to have a phone conversation on our watch, Margaret and Carol.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't
know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
Number 8, Margaret and Carol. Number 8. Now, Andy Marr again. So Andy, Kane and Gary have been really featuring at this stage.
Yep.
But I did like it when he was just working through the words. He's trying to talk through the words.
What are you waiting for?
Love me like you do, Lolo, love me like you do.
That's nice.
Touch me like you do, touch me like you do.
All right.
What are you waiting for?
touch me like you do. It's as good as it gets.
What was the context of that conversation?
I can't remember.
How did he end up speaking the words of that song when he showed?
Touch me like you do. touch me like you do. Very good.
I can't imagine the setup. I'd just love to go back and hear the audio of how that came to be.
No, I'm the same. Robinson at number 6 here. This is Robinson Mark 1. At number 6, and then I've got here at number 5, he features again, Torn Corn.
Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore, there's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry.
Corn. Bit weak at number 5.
Yeah, not top 20 for me.
Right, Robinson again at number 4. Oh, right.
Yeah. Juvenile but funny.
At number 3 is, it's Andy Marr again, if you can believe it.
Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the
windy.
The answer is blowing in the
windy.
Okay, number 3. At number 2, this is the one we played last week. I don't know if, actually, did we play Going to the News, I think? But it was Dr. Turf, a bit under the weather. He was telling you, us off air, what he'd done the evening before, what he'd been boozing with. So we put a little song together for the doc.
Yeah.
Beers and Bundys and lemonade and some steaks.
At number two.
It was the famous shower morning.
It was the shower morning. Yeah. Hutchie, you sent him off for a shower and he left the shower on and we had to listen to the water running while we were trying to do the show. It was pretty weird. And at number one, now you would think, if you're listening out, you'll hear this for the first time. If you're hearing it for the first time, sorry. You didn't hear it live. Hutchie made an extraordinary noise that came out of his throat, which, to be fair, you would think someone had actually hit a button. But this is Hutchie staying alive, buddy. That sound came out of the back of your throat. Anyway, that's my top 20.
I figured I was going to be number one in the state of life. I thought there was no way out of it.
Oh, there's no way out of that. That's as good an audio as I've ever heard, especially into that song.
Conjecture about the origin of the Andy Marr speaking the words. Old mate Paul, who's a long-time listener of the show, said it was Ellie Goulding played the 2015 grand final and Radar had never heard of her.
Oh, really?
Off the text, someone said that Andy was furious about his young daughter listening to a song and now he was speaking them. But, like, whichever way you cut it, it doesn't make sense that he was speaking those words that day. As soon as it happened, he swept on it.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Let us know how you think it went. Some people loved it, not some other people's cup of tea, but that's what we're here for, to amuse ourselves.
You know
0433.
We don't care.
What do you like? 98 11 16. Did we miss one? Was it one that we missed over the years? Or 1-300-2355-48. Well, hit us up with your tech, with your feedback on the 40 Wings temper. 0433-98 11 16. Or give us a call. 1-300.
One of you still makes me love the staying alive one. Two of the best.
Who's the most repeat performer there? Kane was.
Kane and
four.
Andy Marr looked like the most. Oh, Piper's in there a bit.
Kane had 5, 16, 19, and 20.
That's a good suite of picks in the first round, isn't it?
Robbo 4 and 6.
They were high picks. Like, I mean, he really, two really strong high selections where you couldn't really go wrong.
With the same sound in that famous night when he swept on it. As soon as that happened, I knew it was going to be a bumpy Saturday morning when I saw you on the WhatsApp. 1-300-2355-48. Up next, off to a big start, the third person self-congratulator of the year is coming your way. For Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer and the Aussie Angus Deluxe, it's back, Pixie, and it's at Macca's.